there's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you if I could only reach you and get your love and in return. Lady Willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump's reciprocal tariffs on countries that haven't signed trade deals went into effect about 2 hours ago. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says companies will adjust.
Investors seem to be taking the tariffs in stride, focusing instead on the ability for companies to continue to make money during this period of time, especially those technology companies that are spending on artificial intelligence.
CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady says it appears higher tariffs are the new normal.
For the longest time, a lot of businesses and consumers were hoping that deals would mean no tariffs. And I think what we can make of this is even with the countries where there have been deals in place, you're going to have higher prices. And businesses are going to have to decide how much of that they're going to pass on.
Toyota has cut its annual net profit forecast to $18 billion, blaming the impact of the Trump tariffs and other factors. Its shares fell slightly in afternoon trading in Tokyo on Thursday. President Trump says a meeting between his envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Moscow was productive. It's part of the president's continuing efforts to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine, efforts that include the threats of severe economic sanctions. At the White House, CBS's Weijia Zhang.
For weeks now, he's been increasingly frustrated with Putin to the point where he said, you know what, I don't even want to talk to him anymore because it's clear that he doesn't want to do anything to end this conflict. So the fact that now Trump and the White House are saying, wait a minute, it looks like there's progress being made, that is significant, but it also could give them cover if the president does not want to actually implement those sanctions.
And we've just learned that a man's been killed and a woman injured in a shooting at the Alan Moore Hospital in Tacoma, Washington. Police say the suspect followed the two victims into the hospital. Several soldiers were wounded when an active duty sergeant opened fire on his co-workers at Fort Stewart, Georgia, just before 11 Thursday morning.
Officials say the shooter, identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford, used his personal weapon and was taken into custody after shooting five colleagues.
Thankfully, all are in stable condition and all are expected to recover.
Brigadier General John Lubis.
Sergeant Radford has been interviewed by the Army Criminal Investigation Division and is currently in pretrial confinement.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The shooting happened Wednesday morning. United Airlines says a technology issue prompted it to request a ground stop late Wednesday that affected its major hubs across the country, Denver, Houston, San Francisco, and Newark, for about an hour. There were long waits and extensive delays for both arriving and departing passengers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Justice Department has charged a former Miami Heat security guard in what may have been the largest sports memorabilia heist in American history.
It's back-to-back titles for the Heat.
Prosecutors say 62-year-old retired Miami police officer Marcos Thomas Perez repeatedly sneaked into an equipment room at the Heat's arena and stole more than 400 jerseys and other items worth tens of millions of dollars. Investigators say they found most of the memorabilia at Perez's home. He allegedly sold some of it online, including a game-worn LeBron James NBA Finals jersey for $100,000. That jersey later sold at auction for $3.7 million. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Police have fined a man about $1,000 for driving at more than 199 miles an hour on the Autobahn west of Berlin, Germany. That's about 124 miles an hour above the speed limit. The man also lost 2 points on his driver's license and was banned from driving for 3 months. Christopher Cruz, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. A light southeast breeze as morning lows will drop close to the 70-degree mark. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a few showers and storms. Highs will reach the mid and upper 80s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot race.
Look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun.
Fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
Come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't
lie. And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy
and we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
And on it ding dong, na lang, na lang, na lang.
Shaboom,
ba do, ba do, ba do, ba be. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do shaboom shaboom. Do shaboom shaboom. Do shaboom shaboom.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Softly on the ladder. look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
Thank you.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
If I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you. keep you in a way.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Stand by me. If the sky that
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Apple is investing an additional $100 billion in the U.S.
The president says this is a massive investment.
This is the largest investment Apple has ever made.
Trump said it's all part of bringing American manufacturing back home.
We're doing everything possible to make this the best place on earth to build a factory or grow businesses.
And that includes slapping 100% tariffs on chips and semiconductors not made in America.
If you're building in the United States or have committed to build, without question committed to build in the United States, there will be no charge.
Further driving chip makers back to the U.S. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The president says his envoy Steve Witkoff's meeting with Russia's leader in Moscow yesterday was productive.
We had some very good talks with President Putin today, and there's a very good chance that we could be ending the end of that road. That road was long and continues to be long.
Military police in Fort Stewart, Georgia, have 28-year-old Army Sergeant Cornelius Radford in custody after a shooting on post. Here's CBS's Skyler Henry.
We're still not certain about the motivations.
According to Brigadier General John Lubis, soldiers tackled the gunman to stop the attack.
These soldiers, without a doubt, prevented further casualties.
The five wounded soldiers were transported to a hospital on base. Three required surgery. All are expected to make a full recovery.
Two people have died after being swept away by floodwaters in North Carolina. Their car flipped multiple times while they were trying to cross a flooded road. Spring Hope Police Lieutenant Jason Leary spotted the victims and tried to help.
I thought that because I was so close to her, that I thought maybe I got her and got...